Look at all those things I tagged. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Sports Talk, and all I have to say is...
You like that? You like that?
I love that.
Do you? You love that.
I love that. Kirk Cousins showing the real Kirk Cousins. We do like that. Redskins officially eliminated. Goodbye. Reality struck them yesterday.
That they did. Reality struck them. They started off hot and...
You like that?
Literally...
You like that?
He didn't like that. He did not like that. So very, very stupid. Now, another thing happened yesterday.
Walsh from 27 yards left hash. Snap good. Spot down. Walsh's kick is up. And it is no good. He missed it. Are you kidding me?
Now play
the season can't end like that. He missed it left. And the Seattle Seahawks are off to Charlotte. Blair Walsh missed a 27-yard field goal.
Play Seattle.
Can you believe that?
I can't. If you
how
go down
do
a little
you
bit,
miss
play Seattle's
chip
version.
Shot. Now this is Seattle's version, by the way.
Try to give the Vikings the lead. The snap, the kick is up.
It's no good. Are you kidding me? It's no good.
You hear
good.
The difference there.
Oh,
he's like,
baby, it's Christmas
if you play that
in
again,
Minnesota.
Play that
and
again.
And the Seahawks have dodged the bullet.
Is up.
It's no good. Are you kidding me?
He
it's
went
so
from,
good.
He went from this is a gimme, our season's over, to exhilaration and excitement to like the 10th power. He was so excited.
How do you miss a 27-yard field? Now do you see why I hate kickers?
Yeah.
Do you see why I hate kickers? But you have one job. You have one job.
I get it, but you can't put that whole game. The guy scored all the points. The offense didn't really do anything.
What do you mean you can't put the whole blame? Yes, you can.
You can't.
You can put all the blame on Blair Walsh.
You
pressure
can't.
Got to him. And by the way, he stinks.
How does he stink?
He stinks. You know who he reminds me of? And you know what I mean by that.
I know what you mean by that. You really hate this guy.
Yeah, I really do. Well, no, but really, I mean, come on. One job to do.
Well, first off, I'm Stephen Wilshire.
Oh, yeah, I'm Mike Gellick, by the way, as you already know.
Welcome to One Sports Talk, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, of course.
Thank you for tuning in. Feel free to give us a call. Listen.
You like that? You like that?
That was on point, too. It wasn't the kicker's fault. It wasn't. They had the entire game. Matter of fact, they actually dominated that entire game. The Vikings, up and down the field, the defense played lights out, actually kept a potent offense of Seattle Seahawks, kept them down. You know what I mean? So you can't blame it on the wall. I actually feel for all Vikings fans.
You know what?
I feel for Walsh.
One other thing I got to play for you here, because it came back, by the way. This was the number 3 mention on Twitter yesterday. You ready for this?
The way he left it.
No. You ready for this?
Here comes Billy Cundiff. The tie of this game. And in all likelihood, set it to overtime. The last 2 years, 16 of 16 in the fourth quarter on field goals. 32 yards to tie. The hold by Cook. Did not quite get the laces on the left.
The difference.
Me?
For those of you who don't know,
yeah, explain that one.
Laces out. Ace Ventura, Pet Detective.
I did see that.
Was the number 320 yesterday, rightfully so, because the laces were out, baby.
Yeah. I mean, listen, it was bitterly cold, -2 degrees. These guys played good enough to win. When it came, it should not have come down to the kick. It should not have.
Well,
I mean,
fourth and one, what do you do?
With 26 seconds?
Yeah.
You're not going to lose by one. You got to kick the field goal.
Right.
I mean, 95% of the coaches kick that field goal.
Right.
You know what I mean? So But you can't. I feel for Walsh. And normally, statistically, he's been one of the top kickers in the league. In the league. So, you know, I can't put it all on him. To be honest with you, the Vikings let that one go.
Well,
they were, if you watch that game, they dominated.
Look at this.
Your little footballs.
Laces out.
Totally, man. Bridgewater, 17 to 24. He did what he needed to do. 146 yards. No TDs, no picks.
Right.
But listen, he did well enough to win the game, but they should have got it in the end zone to help their kicker out.
You like that? You like that?
That's going to be the new.
It is.
One of the new drops every week. Is. You know it is.
We're essentially marketing Kirk Cousins.
Yeah. Well, I'm not even going to get into that. Let's just move along quickly. By the way, how about the.
What's that?
How about the jailhouse brawl on Saturday night?
Let me tell you something.
Do we even mention that? I mean, we're going to get to that.
I think we do. I think we do mention that because the Bengals let one slip away. They let one slip. They had the game. They beat the Steelers. And you know what? Because people are undisciplined.
Same old bungles.
The same old bungles. They're undisciplined. They don't know how to, be a team player, essentially. They were real, real, real desperate, it seemed like. Too desperate to the point where they messed up and made some dumb penalties at the end. And you and I kind of differ on this.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Big time.
I think that
we don't kind of differ. We differ.
We differ. I think that hit was ridiculous. I think he could have pulled up, and he could have literally not taken his head off.
You know what I think? I think Joey Porter had no business being on the field. None.
Yeah.
Business. Get your stupid, back to the sideline and be a coach. You're not a player anymore. Just because you're not relevant anymore.
Joey Porter
yes.
was on the field because
yes.
his man was dying, essentially.
Oh, please.
Are you kidding me?
No, I'm
when
not.
When you watch that play.
Why is he on the field? What's he doing?
Because he's making sure freaking Brown is conscious.
That's what the teammates are for, not the coaches.
Listen, I get it.
Coaches are there to coach.
I get it. He's a defensive coach. He shouldn't have been on the field for that long.
No.
He should have made sure his player was good to go and came back on the sideline.
Oh,
period.
Please.
I get it.
No.
I get it.
No.
But there's no reason why Adam Jones, and I don't think they threw the flag because he went after Porter. They threw the flag because he pushed the ref. You can't even breathe on ref.
Yeah, you know what? Here's the thing.
Adam Jones is an idiot.
No. He is. But here's the thing. I think because Perfect, yes, I agree with half of what you're saying, okay? He could have easily pulled up, but he didn't, okay? And me and you both played football.
Yeah.
So tell me, is it that easy to just stop dead in your tracks and not hit the guy?
You're right.
It
isn't that easy.
All right.
Momentum, the adrenaline, I get it.
But you're telling me at the beginning of the program here that, oh, well, he should have, Perfect should not have hit. What do you mean? What's he supposed to do?
Perfect could have pulled up.
Backwards?
Yes, pulled up a little bit. Listen, if you watch that replay.
No.
If you watch that replay,
sure.
Literally, you can see the ball. He didn't catch the ball. You can see it. You can see it. He could have pulled up. He could have went to the torso. He literally decapitated his head. When Brown got hit, his entire body went limp.
You like that? You like that?
And that's what Perfect did. And I say all that to say, I would love him on the New York Giants. I would love him on the New York Giants. He's just a maniac. A maniac.
Speaking of the New York Giants, we're going to get to that right at the 7 o'clock hour, by the way.
Don't remind me.
Tom Coughlin visiting the Eagles today.
Why?
What?
Why?
Like, what? Well, we'll talk about it.
Yeah.
7 o'clock. By the way, you want to call in 646-668-2951. Got a lot of calls last week. Hope to continue that this week.
Yeah.
Press 1 if you want to speak to us. But, yeah, I mean, listen. I can't fault Pac-Man Jones.
I can't fault
Joey Porter.
Pac-Man Jones should be in jail still.
What?
Attempted murder.
What about then you should be saying the same thing about Ray Lewis.
No.
No. Well, then you're biased.
I am from that state.
All right.
I am.
Well, there you go.
Pac-Man tried to rehabilitate himself the past 4 years. I get it. He kept his mouth shut.
I'm surprised
he was out
he's
of the
still
media.
In the league, to be honest
he's,
with you,
and
no, like he's old.
His talent is unbelievable, though.
Yeah.
He still runs kick returns.
Yeah.
Could run one back to the house, and he's still a lockdown corner when he has his mind on right.
No, I agree with you.
You know what I mean?
At one point,
he was the man when he was with the Tennessee Titans. You know what I mean? He was the man in the league. So, he earned it.
You like that? You like that?
This guy's making
well,
a living.
We're
going
to get to
too.
The Redskins, by the way.
Yeah, well,
because I know there's a lot of Redskins. All burgundy and gold. Yeah, how'd that do?
We'll break down some
how
stats
did that
here.
Do?
But you know what?
By the way, one game we're not talking about is the team I picked to go to the Super Bowl, and I look pretty damn good with that because the Chiefs absolutely dominating. Now, granted, it's the Texans, so.
Dude, Alex Smith doesn't get the credit he should get.
He's doing pretty good.
Alex Smith has always done good. Yes, he's had some down years,
sure.
and he's just behind the elite quarterbacks. You know, the Brady's, the Manning, the Roethlisberger, the Breeze, you know, so on and so forth, the Rivers. But he is the type of quarterback that you want on your team. He hardly ever makes mistakes. He's highly intelligent on the field, and he gets the job done. He gets the job done. You know, 17-22, 190 yards, one TD, and a pick. But KC totally dominated that entire game.
What?
Totally. What? And the minute J.J. Watts went out, poured on the scoring.
Listen. I think the teams that got eliminated were the teams that should have been eliminated. Don't give me the Texans. They deserve to not be in the playoffs one bit.
I didn't see that coming.
They stink.
They're at home. I thought Hoyer was going to do something.
You did?
I did.
And I've been saying all year, he stinks.
15 of 34, 136 yards, and four interceptions. Four. Count them. Unbelievable. What? You know? So
How many interceptions did he have?
Four.
You know? So,
four.
Listen, the Texans did not come to play.
No.
You know, that relentless D did not show up. And Kansas City is essentially the perfect team. They got good defense. Listen to this.
And I love them.
They're top five, not even top 10. They're top five in every category.
Macklin out really hurt.
That hurt. True. Now, what's the prognosis on that
now? He's not going to play.
ACL?
He has a high ankle sprain.
High ankle sprain.
So good for Jeremy Macklin. It's only a high ankle sprain, but he's not going to play.
Devastated.
He was.
Crying?
I felt bad for him.
Yeah, I felt bad for him.
Because he's an Eagle guy. I mean,
if he had Eagle green on, I would have been like, screw him.
Oh, come on.
I'm dead serious. But
at least that team didn't have to worry about.
Laces out.
Yeah, the Vikings. And listen, to go back to that, I really feel for those fans.
Who's worse right now? Who feels worse, Bengals fans or Vikings fans?
I don't know. It might be a tie. No, the Vikings feel worse. Because
do they?
A chip shot. Listen, it was so bad.
Go ahead. No,
it was so bad.
Yeah,
that fans in the stadium had different. I don't know. What's the word I'm looking for? Saw the kick differently. So if you were in the top corner of the stadium, it looked like it went in. So there were fans actually cheering.
Right. No, I agree with you. I agree with you.
Yeah,
and,
man.
And they're definitely cheering. 646-668-295. We're gonna take some calls now. Let's go to line one. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, fellas. This is Bryce calling from Brooklyn.
Hey,
Bryce,
man. How's
Brooklyn.
It going,
how you doing, man?
Hey, what's going on? How you guys doing tonight?
Pretty good. What's on your mind, man?
How do you enjoy Wild Card Weekend, man?
Oh, well, full disclosure. As a longtime Pittsburgh Steelers fan, I relished it. relished it. It was exactly, you know, I was talking to some friends over the whole season. It was exactly the way we thought it would go playing that team. They did exactly what they always do. We knew it was coming. Just give it time. It's like fine wine.
Yeah, man. Listen, the ebbs and flows, if that was the Giants, and I could speak for Mike as well, if that was the Eagles playing, We would have had a heart attack, man. No pun intended.
You like that? You like that?
Oh, man. And as a guy who lives here in New York and has a lot of respect for the Giants, I'm going to say it. Call me a hater. I am so glad the Packers just ended that buffoonery.
I'm so tired
of Washington Redskins. Oh, just get them out of here. I'm so tired of you like that. This guy hasn't beaten one team with a winning record. It is amazing to me that people will jump on a bandwagon of a guy. It's so disgusting.
That's a great point.
It's just disgusting. I'm so glad they lost.
It's, you know, he's actually making money off of this now, believe it or not.
T-shirts
and everything. He might have a commercial after this. It's
so bad. It's like they are going to literally – no, I want them to give him $21 million. Go ahead and give it to him and watch the implosion next year.
Yeah, they're going to give it to him.
Right,
let me
tell you something. I went to – I forget where I was. I was out to eat the other day.
Yeah.
And somebody actually came up to me and they're like, oh, yeah, we were – you know, from the radio. And I was like, yeah. And they go – so you're Eagles, right? I'm like, well, you listen to the show, right? And they're like, well, yeah, yeah. I'm like, okay, who are you a fan of? And they're like, oh, burgundy and gold. I looked at them and I said, excuse me? And they're like, burgundy and gold. I'm like, you're seriously being cocky about telling me who your team is? The Redskins? And he goes, well, we are in the playoffs. I'm like, I just stopped talking to him and I walked away. Listen,
stop.
I mean, that burgundy and gold. Oh, shut your mouth.
I'm gonna split it down the line. The Redskins did what they needed to do. They were number one in the division. You got to call a spade a spade. They won the division.
Okay.
And they beat us. They beat up on us.
They stink.
You know, they still stink. I
you
dislike
like that.
Them.
You like that?
You know.
I just. I mean, look. I respect the one thing I do respect of the Redskins is the three Super Bowls. But let me tell you what. This new iteration of the Redskins disgraces the three Super Bowls when I watch that team. Look, you're right. Look, you won a division 9-7. Okay, you can't take that away from you. When you look at that team and that whole organization, they don't even deserve to be mentioned in the same breath as the New York Giants.
Daniel Snyder is the worst owner in the NFL.
Oh,
and we all know that.
I mean, the first game,
and
the Giants beat them by almost 20 points kind of thing. So, I give them respect. They won the division. You know, let's call a spade. They did what they needed to do. But tell you what, the Redskins stink.
Yeah, they're terrible. But you know what? And Bryce, let me get your opinion on it. Because I don't know if you've been listening, but I have made it clear that I don't agree at all, 100%, with Joey Porter being on that field as a coach. Your thoughts?
You know what? Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No. I was saying your thoughts. I want to know your thoughts about that.
There's an echo. But I don't understand why. How can I say it? I think it's reasonable. I think it's reasonable for people to be upset about that. Here's the issue, though. They said that the refs allowed them to kind of give them some leeway because Antonio Brown was hurt. And B, throughout the game, there are gifts of Bengal coaches coming onto the field too. So it wasn't like he was the only person that did that. Look, I'm not saying that it's not reasonable to say he shouldn't have been there, but they gave him the latitude because of the injury to Antonio Brown. Did he antagonize them? Of course he did, because he's Joey Porter. This is what he did when he was a player. If he's just talking, just let him talk, or you could talk back. Why are you going crazy when the officials are right there? Why do you put your hands on a ref? That's just stupid.
I'm going to play devil's advocate with you then. Give me a coach on the Bengals that taunted like Joey Porter did.
Oh, no, there wasn't. I mean, no.
It does matter. It does not matter.
What are you, The Rock now?
It doesn't matter. And this is why. This is why it doesn't matter. You make millions of dollars. Millions of dollars. There are tons of people that look up to you. Okay? If Joey Porter says whatever he has to say, it does not warrant Adam Jones to flip out like a madman.
Right.
It doesn't.
It doesn't. It doesn't.
It doesn't.
I mean, if the Pittsburgh Steelers are not going to flip out over over that dirty hit Vontaze Burfict did, or when or you see the video of him kneeing Roethlisberger, or in the second game when he went at Roethlisberger's legs. I mean, if they're not flipping out and all running onto the field, Dan, it's like, why are you reacting to Joey Porter talking trash? That's what Joey does. You don't have to like it. They can think it's classless as a coach. But that's the type of coach and player he was. And some of these Bengals, let me also say this. Some of these Bengal players at the, you know, now making comments, oh, Joey Porter, I have no respect for him. Oh, shut your dumb mouth. Joey Porter was three times the player any of those guys are, including Dunlap, including Geno Atkins. None of those guys could hold that dude's jock strap, okay? So they just need to take their loss and be quiet. That's ridiculous. What?
Let me ask you something, Bryce and Stefan. I'll ask you both this. Okay. Is that what you think? Is that what you think, yes or no?
What?
What you just said.
About Joey Porter?
Yes. Yes.
That is you. That's awesome. No, it's reasonable for people to say he shouldn't have been there, but he was not the only coach coming on the field in that game, and they got the gifts to prove it.
Let's rewind really quickly. Let's rewind and let's go back as to why – he was on the field.
Yes, right. I get it. Okay, all right, Bryce, let me ask you now, all right? Let me ask you the next question then.
Okay.
Did he put a illegal hit on Antonio Brown?
Yes.
No, I'm asking Bryce.
Okay, go ahead, Bryce.
Was it a legal hit?
Yes.
Oh, that's what no, I would say no, because he got flagged for it.
But I know he got flagged for it, but take the flags out, take the rule out. Is that
– You can't do that.
Well, I can.
How?
Because like Deion Sanders said Saturday night, which you disagree with. I don't know how you disagree with it. Deion Sanders said it right. Moving at that speed – and we both played football. Moving at that speed, there is no way in hell you can just pull up and not hit them when you're going full speed at him like that. Especially a grown man.
Listen, I agree with that to a point, but you can see – that Brown did not catch the ball. The pass was incomplete.
Yes.
You could see it. He could have pulled up, went towards the torso. He could have pulled up.
Come on.
He could have pulled up and literally raised his arms and sideswiped it and fell. He
decapitated
him.
Yeah, now let me speak to that, because not only do I agree that the ball was high, it had left his hands, I do believe there was time to pull up, but this also speaks to what people have said in his own anonymous teammate, whether you like anonymous quotes or not, saying that this guy's out of control because they coach it and they've repped it for years now. You don't have to like it. Do not hit the head. It happened to Mike Mitchell in the second game when Tyler Eifert's diving. He can't even help hitting the head, but he got a flag for it. It's just the way it is, and this guy is out of control, which is why he gets these penalties. And his own teammate said, we knew it was going to come back and happen because it is not policed. So when they want to talk about Joey Porter, talk about them as coaches and how they let them act like that. If Patrick Jones was playing for Bill Parcells right now, he would be cut immediately. A 32-year-old corner who has never been considered an elite corner, making mistakes like that, good player, but not enough to make mistakes like that, he'd been cut.
Right.
But they allow that, and that's Vontaze Burfict. He was out of control, and he got the flag.
I agree.
You like that? You like that?
Oh, no, why? please don't give us – oh, man. Kirk Cousins.
We're up against it. But gave me a prediction last week. You were pretty from what I remember, you called a close game, but the Steelers were going to win. Is that correct?
I did.
We took a couple predictions, so I don't remember. I don't remember exactly what it was, but I know it was close, and you said the Steelers were going to win. So I want to know, what's your score next week?
Oh, you're going to put me on the spot like that. Why?
We got Chiefs Patriots. We got Packers Cardinals. We got Seattle Panthers, and of course, your game, Steelers Broncos. What's the score of that game?
And by the way, Vic should be the second starting quarterback, but we'll get to that.
Ooh, you know, that's actually a good point. We'll get to that.
Yeah.
Okay. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to, you know, because Ben has had a game like this on the road, it was a while ago, 2008, sprained AC joint, playing against a good Jacksonville team at the time. He went on the road and got Mike Tomlin's first signature road win. Ben has done this before. Yeah, it was a good game. I think I think the defense may have actually started to turn the corner a little bit and get some great individual performances. Shazier was the best linebacker on the field to me. And I think they can go into Denver and get the win 21-17.
All right.
All right. There it is. Lock it up. Bryce from Brooklyn just said 21-17.
Thanks for calling in, Bryce.
Bryce, we'll talk to you next week. And listen, Bryce, if they lose next week, I want you to call in and give me what you said. Don't be a homer that way. Come on. You got to call in when they lose, too.
Hey, I have no problem doing that, man. You guys are great talking to.
Thanks,
all right.
Appreciate
no
it.
No more, please, no more Kirk Cousins, man. We're done with that.
No more what? No, I didn't hear what you said.
I said no more Kirk Cousins, man. Please.
Like that.
Hey, you're right.
He's an idiot. Don't mind him. Anyway,
we'll talk to you, Bryce.
All right, guys. Take care.
Yeah, bro. Listen. I get what you're saying.
I mean, I get
the whole thing about Joey Porter. Not,
but that is what you think, right?
That is what I think.
It doesn't matter what you think.
All right? That's what I have to say to that.
Yeah. I mean, listen, that game, the ebbs and flows of that game was ridiculous.
At one point, I get it.
You know, Burfict picks the ball off, right? And you're like, okay, this game is over, right? This game is over.
Listen.
He runs all the way into the locker room, and the stadium is rocking. Everyone is loving themselves in Cincinnati.
Right.
And what do? You make a dumb, boneheaded play.
Right, let's go to line. Oh, I'm sorry. Whoops. I hung up on you. Call back.
Yeah.
I hung up on line two, whoever it was.
Undisciplined. So. And listen, we'll get to next week's picks as well.
Right.
But,
no, absolutely.
But the Steelers should have lost that game. The Bengals had it.
Well, yeah.
The Steelers should have lost that game.
Should have, could have, would have, though.
You know what I mean?
And
because of dumb, boneheaded plays. But guess what? I will want Burfict on the Giants any day. Any day.
Agreed. But Marvin Lewis, then they said he wasn't going to be fired, but
he won't be fired.
I've been saying this for years, I feel like. How does this guy still have a job?
You know.
No, seriously. Owen, like, he stinks.
Listen, Matt Deck,
and I get it. They're in the playoffs. I got it. But he stinks.
Matt Deck was said something to me today. In the office, Beckman. He said the Browns and Cincinnati, the Browns and Bengals organizations,
yeah,
were such in a rut for so many years.
Well, no, I got it.
Right?
Yeah.
That the Bengals are now starting to have some success. Can't afford. The guy's been in the playoffs. Who else are they going to find to take the head coaching position and have the resume that he has had for the past essentially 5 to 6 years, every year in a row, every year he's in the playoffs, 5, 6 years in a row.
Listen, I hear what you're saying. All right.
You know,
I got it.
They have to do something though. If they don't win next year, he's gone. I'll tell you that.
Well,
he's gone.
Really?
Yes.
That's heavy.
I call it the Andy Reid and Tom Coughlin syndrome. After a while, you just got to let him go.
Oof. I don't agree with you.
Now, why is that? I mean,
listen,
the Bengals have done everything right.
I think it's just
except have convicts every year.
The reason I don't agree with you is because he should have been gone 5 years ago. What has he done?
What do you mean?
What am I missing?
Wait, hold on.
What? Please tell me, Stefan. What has he done, Marvin Lewis? What has he done as a head coach before? 5 years ago. 5 years ago. That's been 10 years. He's in the league now over 10 years. What has this guy done? It's like the Jeff Fisher effect.
Listen,
again, what has he done? They both stink,
I mean,
but they're both safe somehow. I don't get it.
Well, Jeff Fisher is always going to be safe.
Why?
He's old school royalty.
What does
Jeff
that
Fisher.
Mean? Well, why?
It's just something that it is.
I'm telling you, what? What is it?
Lovie Smith gets fired for.
Right.
Nothing.
Which
and,
is BS, by the way.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
But,
that came out of nowhere.
Yeah.
Also, you know, I mean, think about it. Since we've been, the week we've been away here, Lovie Smith was fired. Tom Coughlin was fired or resigned.
Well, he resigned, sure. Yeah.
I call it fired.
Well,
I love the man to death.
We all call it fired, but.
You know what I mean? What else? And we had heartbreaking playoff games.
Well, I agree with you. I agree. All right? I agree. Now,
Marvin Lewis should not have lost his job. He's been consistent. That's the one constant in Cincinnati, Marvin Lewis. And the quarterback.
Oh, don't give me Andy Dalton. Come on.
What? the red-headed bandit is a beast.
Yeah,
are you kidding me?
He's been there 3 years.
Still.
Stop
it's
it.
It's consistency. They have a legit quarterback.
You like that? You like that?
Yeah, I do. They have a legit quarterback. So, listen. Marvin Lewis should not be fired. The Bengals should have won that game.
Enough with that game. I'm done. I said all I wanted to say. Joey Porter, you're a scumbag, and that's it.
Joey Porter is
he's a douche.
He's a nutbag and a douche. But listen,
yeah.
he was fine.
And
he's getting fined too. The league is going to fine him for whatever reason.
You're a coach. You're not a player
Pac-Man
anymore. Just because you tried to be relevant again doesn't mean that you need to walk on the field and act like a tough guy. All right,
Pac-Man,
get back in your coaching
himself.
Area. Next, let's go to the other game that day. Let's just quickly go to the past game. The Chiefs,
the Texans. It was a total blowout. J.J. Watts didn't have a good game. The Chiefs did. Andy Reid had these guys offensively playing really, really good football. They did some things offensively to actually get J.J. Watts out the game, and they did it effectively as well. So
I got it.
It was legit, you know. And Chiefs totally dominated, in every facet. But listen, the Texans, I can't believe they made the playoffs. You know, the Chiefs, what, 11 in a row now? They are the hottest team in the NFL. Andy Reid, and I think we spoke about this earlier.
Andy, what's this team going to do to improve on third and short situations?
We need to convert them. We'll get it fixed. We did not do a very good job, and that starts with me.
So why did we get that, Andy? I don't understand it. Why did we get that, Andy? Do you think you just needed a change?
What the hell are you talking about? Andy Reid has given you, took you to the NFC Championship
hold
game.
Hold on.
4 years in a row.
What? Hold on. Just let me say my piece here, Steppy. All right? I loved Andy Reid. I still do. I would take him back.
Every Eagle fan will take
him. We've been
back.
Talking about this today on 97.5 The Fanatic. We would take him back. It's like the girlfriend that got away.
I totally agree.
It's like, you know what? She's the one that got away. Andy Reid is the one that got away.
Listen, 5 years down the line, Tom Coughlin's what, 75?
Sure. What
and
is this
he's still
to
coaching.
Do
the Giants will take him back. Same thing.
Oh, yeah.
The Andy Reid's Coughlin syndrome.
Because Chip Kelly was just so bad that I think now, okay, you know what? Yes, Andy Reid, we will take you. All right. Because Andy Reid, yes, I get it. He needed a change. Okay, you know what? He had that change. I'm ready to take him back.
All it takes is Andy Reid to win a Super Bowl. He's a Hall of Fame coach.
I think he's on his way there anyway.
Yes. Yeah.
I really do.
I think all he needs is a Super Bowl. That's all he needs.
I would agree. I really would.
And to be honest with you, the Chiefs, statistically, top five in every stat, for the most part. This is the year they can do it. This 11 in a row, the hottest team in the NFL, and Andy Reid is coaching his balls off. Period.
I agree.
The Eagles get him back, and I would never want this. The Eagles will win a Super Bowl. I'm telling you.
Really?
Yes. It's Andy Reid.
You like that?
Won't happen. He's going to retire a Chief.
But he's not. No.
I think so.
Come on. 14 years in Philadelphia.
He's
3 years
on
the Chiefs.
You're right. He's always an Eagle.
Right.
He will come back to Philadelphia. He's a Pennsylvania guy. You know what I mean? Listen. Oh, is he? No, he's not a Pennsylvania guy.
No.
No, Andy Reid.
No,
isn't.
But again.
He is a Pennsylvania, 14 years, so
right.
Whatever.
Tammy, his wife.
Yeah.
I mean, they're a great family. I actually saw them in a Parkland game when we were playing. I want to say we were playing the Chamonix High, but I'm not sure.
Right. They're looking at Andre?
Yeah. So, listen, Andy Reid, I met him. I said hi, and he said hi back. All right. It's not like I talked to him and had a conversation. I said hi to Andy Reid, and Andy Reid said hi back.
Were you starstruck?
No. I don't get starstruck unless it's Sting. Do you know who I'm talking about?
Yeah, I know you're talking
who?
About.
Who?
Speaking of.
Not the singer, by the way.
Yeah, Sting, the wrestler.
Oh, you know this.
Yeah, I know Sting, the wrestler, you nummy. Listen, by the way,
what?
Big loss in music today.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, big
that
loss.
Such a shame.
You know, Bowie losing his life to cancer. 69 years of age, too young. And, you know, kudos to that. If you're an 80s child,
yeah,
you heard Bowie.
Yeah. No, I'm with you there. And, you know, David Bowie, he's done a lot for music. I would say David Bowie's top 10.
You think so?
Oh, absolutely. He's number 9. Yeah, he's number 9. I laid out the list earlier today. I was talking to a coworker.
Yeah.
David Bowie's in the top 10. Think about all he's done. He's like a chameleon.
He has.
A chameleon.
I'll give you that. I don't think he's top 10, but
reinvented himself in the 70s, reinvented himself in the 80s, reinvented himself in the 90s, and now
just came out with an album
on Friday. His next album.
Yeah.
And his 69th birthday was yesterday.
God bless him and his family, though. You know.
Oh, absolutely.
We have two hot, smart.
I don't know what that was, but. Yeah, listen, David Bowie is a legend.
He is.
And I don't think anybody...
Rest in peace.
And by the way, do not put Lady Gaga and Miley Cyrus in the same sentence as him. I've saw CNN
do that.
That's a violation on CNN.
Wait,
a humongous, astronomical violation on CNN. CNN gets one of these. That's awful.
That was awful.
That's awful.
I mean, listen.
He stinks.
But rest in peace to him.
Yeah, he stinks.
And, you know, big loss there. But listen,
it's a huge loss. I forget what coach said that, but it's a huge loss.
By the way, really quickly.
Yeah.
As you get ready to play some. God awful small affair. The film is a sad thing for. But she's lived it 10 times or more. She could fit in the eyes of four.
Love David Bowie, man.
Yeah, man. Rest in peace.
Love him. I mean, yeah, he's...
And, you know, prayers going out to the family. I think his wife's name is Imani.
Yeah.
You know,
I saw that.
Beautiful, beautiful woman.
Yeah.
But, yeah. So, there we have it. But I must say, are you ready to win $1 billion? Are you ready?
Did you really ask me that?
Yeah. What will you do?
First of all, people need to learn math.
Beside us literally buying our own sports station, right? What else would you do with that money?
What?
You can let them play in the background.
Yeah, of course. First of all, people need to learn math. Simple math. 1.4 billion divided by 300 million does not equal, newsflash, it does not equal 4.3 million per person. It equals $4.33. These people are idiots that post these memes out there.
So what you mean by that is, with there being 300 million people in the United States,
everyone would get $4.
Everyone would get $4.33.
Yes.
I read an article today. If you want it, if Mike Yelich won it.
Right.
Right?
Sure. It's going to happen, by the way.
$1.4 billion.
Yeah.
After taxes, it'll be $868 million.
I'm not complaining.
Right? Right? 25%
right.
Taxes taken out.
Yeah.
Out of the 868, that goes down to $651 million. Right? And then you give and take some state taxes.
I'll take $1
million. You end up with $608 million for the rest of your life. $608 million.
I don't want to hear about it. You know who's going to win it? Some old guy.
Yeah.
That's already retired, and he's not going to do anything. And his stupid son's going to get it.
And guess what?
And
he's going to be in, like, I don't know, West Bumble, you know who.
Yeah. Major,
that's what always happens.
Let's just play it out with David Bowie. Take your protein pills and put your helmet on. Ground control to Major Tom. You know when I first heard that song, by the way? Do you know the movie Mr. Deeds?
Yeah, what is
it? It was in that movie.
Was it?
Ground. Yeah, they were singing it. They were all singing it in the airplane. And then it went to boom, 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 boom. Remember that? You don't remember that. Mr. Deeds.
Oh, yeah, at the end.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember that.
Okay. All right. That's some good Mr. Deeds knowledge by you,
movies,
by the way.
I love Mr. Deeds.
Okay. Oh, there you go. You like that? You like that, huh?
You know?
Listen. You like that? You like that?
So you mentioned something earlier about Mr. Tom Coughlin.
Sure.
My beloved coach for the past 12 years, excuse me, of the New York Football Giants. You know, loving to death.
Yeah.
I was there when he got hired by the New York Football Giants. The Giants used to throw a draft party.
Right.
I used to go every year to the draft party. And then I was there when we drafted Eli Manning, which is one of the things I wanted.
Right.
Now, 12 years later, 2 Super Bowls, 3 division championships. I mean, I would say a future Hall of Fame coach. Is now, with all that being said, is now has the audacity, after an amazing speech he gave last week, which I kept playing. I think coaches, young coaches, and I think individuals as a whole, just looking for some inspiration, should listen to his going away speech last week, and some young athletes as well. With that being said,
a little long-winded over here. Go ahead.
I know, because it's killing me. He has the audacity to actually – I can't believe I'm saying this right. He has the audacity to actually get interviewed by our hated Philadelphia Eagles. Are you kidding
me? Oh, no! Oh, no!
This is ridiculous. Talk about credibility. He just lost. I love him to death. I love that coach. I wish I had him coach for all my football coaches. Period. Listen, he just lost some credibility.
It's an outrage.
It is an outrage.
Why?
Because President Obama just said it.
Don't even get me started on that.
That's why.
Right. So that's exactly why it is not an outrage. And you know what? It's not. Because
what? You would take Tom Coughlin?
Yes. Oh, yeah.
At 69.
Yep. You know what I would do? Here's what I would do, to be honest with you. And I'm not even going to play. I was going to play the Kirk Cousins thing again.
Don't. Jesus.
Listen. Oh, don't worry. I'll play Shakira again.
No, please don't. Find something else.
Shakiko. Listen.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. Here's what I would do. Bring him in for 3 years.
Okay. How much money? Because you guys are tight with the cap right now.
Yeah, I don't know.
You don't have a lot of money.
Well, we can figure that out.
Okay.
All right? So I would bring Tom Coughlin in for 3 years.
Players.
Have him groom someone under him. So make Deuce Staley the offensive coordinator. Hear me out. Have Tom Coughlin groom him for 3 years. And then Tom Coughlin retires. Deuce Staley becomes the next head coach. Your thoughts?
Awful.
Why?
That is awful.
Why?
Deuce Staley?
Yeah.
I'm a little bit biased because I hated him. Anyway, because he used to kill us.
Well.
But would that be – I can't smell Tom Coughlin putting on that Eagle green. It just even looked bad on the freaking Daily News newspaper. It looked bad. They superimposed an Eagle jacket on him and a hat.
You like that?
No, I don't like
that.
Kirk Cousin, you're home on the freaking couch now. Like that.
Wow. Some hatred here.
Yeah.
Lace is out.
Well, yeah. Lace is out. Unbelievable. Why would he do that? Is it because he just wants to stick it to the Giants a little bit, give him an interview, and then say, no? Is that what it is?
Here's what I think. And by the way, Paul Domowicz of the Daily News Philadelphia came out with I don't know if you saw this. I'm sure you did. Because this is how it started.
Okay.
And said, John Gruden.
Yeah, I saw that. Yeah.
Was interested in coaching the Eagles. Last night, he was on CBS3 Sports Zone.
Okay.
And said the exact same thing. He is not diminishing away from his report. He said, yes, I'm still saying that today.
John Gruden said that.
I talked to someone over the weekend who said this exact same thing to him.
John Gruden.
John Gruden is getting a little bit of an itch to coach again.
Listen, I can
and he
see
would
it.
Love to coach the Eagles.
I can see his son plays for Lafayette down the road in Easton.
Yep.
Okay. He comes out here. He works out at the LA Fitness down in Easton 25th Street. You know, so he's – listen.
Why don't you talk to his son and get him on the show?
I think I will.
Yeah.
Let's do that.
Why not? Yeah, we could get the real inside scoop on if John Gruden is really coming to the Eagles.
His son's back in school. Football's over. So
yeah. Football's over.
Let's see if we could do that. Listen, I know some people at Lafayette. You know what I mean? But listen – John Gruden to the Eagles, bro?
Oh, my God. I would love that. I would absolutely. You know what? I don't care if we had a losing season the next year. I would be so okay with John Gruden being the next head coach of the Philadelphia Eagles.
Chucky.
And Chucky will get lucky. I mean, this is going to be great. If the Eagles get John Gruden, the only thing I have to say is the only reason he would not come here is because Howie Roseman. Because Howie Roseman likes having control. John Gruden, you've heard a couple different reports. One says John Gruden, all he cares
about
is coaching.
There would be a power struggle.
All he cares about is coaching. So at that point, it's perfect. John Gruden,
if all you want to do is coach,
yeah,
he doesn't
great.
Want, yeah.
He doesn't However,
want any part of the GM.
He does have a strong personality.
Very.
Which I don't know if Chip Kelly had, because Chip Kelly didn't really have any personality. Wait, yeah. But
John Gruden literally is respected everywhere.
I want to see John on the side, man. Like going like this. Going like this. Like,
yeah, you're
with
making,
his
you're
snarl.
Making you're making the Gruden face.
Oh, I love
Gruden. Do you know why? You watch him on Monday
Give me
nights
a Spider 2Y banana. You following me?
Give me a Spider 2Y.
I love John Gruden.
Yeah,
I really
love
do.
Him too. Yeah, he's, listen, talk about a football head, man.
Yeah.
I mean, he's literally a football man, you know, the way it should be. Shouldn't worry about this, that, and the other. Worry about football. Worry about the game, and he's that. So, listen, kudos if the Eagles get him. I'll hate it as a Giant fan.
Hold on.
Spider 2Y banana. The line slides to the left. Watch the young back cut down the defensive end, but there's a beautiful banana.
That is classic.
There's a beautiful banana,
that is
as
classic.
John Gruden says.
John
well,
Gruden,
listen,
but he talks football though. That you know, and
absolutely.
That's essentially what people want. Football nuts like us, we want to hear that.
By the way, I keep
what?
Sorry if you keep calling in and I keep accidentally hitting the drop call. So call in one more time. I don't know who it was. 646-668-2951. I'm not doing it on purpose.
You're
I swear.
An idiot. You really
well,
you're
am,
hanging
but,
up on our callers.
Well.
Oh, I'm thinking the guy doesn't know how to use the phone, but it's your fault. Unbelievable.
You like that? You like that?
You like that?
I do. And you know what else? You know what tonight is, by the way?
Yeah, man.
What do you think tonight is? Tonight is... Tonight's Monday Night Raw. I don't know where you thought I was going with that.
You're an idiot.
What?
I love
love Monday Night Raw, by the way.
Screw Monday Night Raw.
Oh, you mean
it's
that meaningless?
It's the national championship game. Respect it.
Oh, the meaningless college football game tonight? Yeah, no thanks.
Respect it.
Alabama.
Respect that. Coming
you
in
know what? When Tony
one.
When Tony Bruno comes on the show, you'll be outnumbered because it'll be me and Tony
care.
Talking about how meaningless college football games don't matter. I could care less.
I love me some Tony Bruno, and I can't wait till he comes on here. But listen.
I'm listening. I don't hear you.
You guys could tag team each other if you know what I mean. How about that?
Wow.
Anyway.
Ridiculous.
Alabama. Alabama coming in at 13-1. Clemson
Who
undefeated.
Cares?
I'm going Clemson.
I'm going I don't care.
Listen, you got to care because some of these players might be on the freaking Philadelphia Eagles.
Good.
Okay, so you better care.
Yeah, great.
Should be an exciting game tonight.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going Clemson.
I'm going Raw.
Death Valley. You're going. Sounds like a personal choice. You're going
well,
Raw. Anyway.
Well, you know, that's what I'm going. That's what I'm going. I'm going Monday Night Raw tonight. Hey, big stuff going. Brock Lesnar's back tonight.
Who the hell cares?
What do you mean?
I read an interesting article.
Oh, you mean, guess what? Alabama's going to score this much, and Nick Saban's going to look like a turd like he always does. I don't care. I'll go. I'll pass.
Listen.
I'll pass on the meaningless college football game tonight.
Far from meaningless.
Please.
Why?
What does it do?
Listen.
What does it do? I'm asking you. What does it do?
Your man.
What do you get out of watching that?
It's football. It's the national championship game. It's called wings.
It's a bunch of yucks running around. No thanks.
It's the ambiance that you build.
Oh, please.
Okay? It's
the
wings.
Ambiance.
It's beer.
You want to see ambiance? I'll set the lighting in
Come
here.
Come on
okay?
down to Chicky and Pete's. Enjoy the game. And that's what it's about. If you're on your couch, enjoy it there. You know what I mean? That's what it's all about. It's the national national college football game.
As much as I make fun of Shaquico Alonso, I'm going to say this. Every single player on Alabama.
So I'm guessing you're going for Clemson.
I don't care. No, I really don't.
Listen, so check this out. I read an article.
You know what I am? Because Brian Dawkins. That's the only reason.
Brian Dawkins.
Yeah, I'll go with Clemson.
B-Dub.
Yeah. B-Doc, not B-Dub.
I call him B-Dub.
Well, that's
anyway, listen, Tom Brady's agent.
Thank God, we're talking NFL again.
Tom Brady's agent came up with a reason why you should not support the National College Championship.
Good.
Game.
Why? Read some of that article, by the way.
It's a great article. These players.
Should we get some music in here for this?
No, you don't need to. I'll be quick with this. These players are being abused. Okay? Let's break this down here really quickly. Tonight, no matter who wins, each team will receive $6 million apiece. Excuse me, each college. $6 million apiece off the top. ESPN is paying $470 million to the schools. $470 million tonight in one night for the schools. Right? The coaches. Mr. Sweeney makes $3.3 million. Okay. Hold on. Saban. $7 million a year. Saban. Okay. I'm not done yet. The chief of staff for Clemson, $225,000 a year. Okay? The strength and conditioning coach for Alabama makes $600,000 a year. And guess what? These college students, hold on, these college students, athletes, who will be in the league next year, 2 years, 3 years down the line, make nothing. And guess what? They get injured, their career is done. And he has a point. That's your man, Tom Brady. Tom Brady's agent just said that. That's your man. What are your thoughts besides sleeping? Are you dreaming about
pizza?
Monday
pizza.
Night Raw and pizza?
Oh. Monday Night Raw and pizza. Yeah, that is actually what I'm doing.
In all seriousness, bro, if you were an athlete, a student athlete
for a
big time Division I college.
Right.
You saw what these guys were making, what the sponsors were paying. ESPN, $470 million. You kidding me?
Do I look like I'm kidding you?
I don't know, man.
I don't know. You know what I'll be doing when that game's on?
Time to play the game. Time to play the game.
That's what I'll be doing. No, it's time to play the game, though.
It's all about the game, and how you play it. All about...
That's what I'll be doing. I'll be watching Triple H and Sting and Hogan and everybody.
You do that. I'll be watching the game.
Oh, have fun with that. Have fun.
Real football. You know what I mean? But anyway.
Wait. What do you mean real football? As if the NFL isn't? What do you mean by that?
If you want to go up against Monday Night Raw, that's real football.
Oh, please.
Give me a freaking break.
Yeah. John Cena just had a pectoral muscle be out for 6 months.
John Cena. Whoop.
Guess what? Seth Rollins, torn ACL.
Oh.
What do you mean? Look, there is so many injured wrestlers right now, more than Alabama.
Who the hell cares about wrestling?
Who the hell cares about Nick Saban? He stinks. He's a douche, just like Alabama. Have fun watching your stupid, meaningless college football game.
Anyway, whatever.
Stupidest
I must. I have a bone to pick with my New York Football Giants, though. I got to say something.
Wait, what? Good transition. Anyway, yeah. All right, go
back to the NFL.
Okay, thank God.
You know, Jerry Reese last week, Monday, at the press conference for Tom Coughlin's going away party, essentially.
Time to play the game.
Jerry Reese came up to speak, and he was challenged. Sure. He was challenged by some reporters. And the reporter said to him, What do you have to say for your lack of legit draft picks? And he cut him off. He got upset, and he kind of flipped out on a reporter, right? And he said, listen, prove it. Well, you don't say that to reporters because they prove it. They proved it. And check it out. And this is just bad. This, as a Giants fan, I'm embarrassed, okay? The players that have been drafted by Jerry Reese since 2007 combined to play in the league for a league low 10,767 offensive and defensive snaps versus in the NFL, the average player draft pick played 16,448 snaps per. That's embarrassing. Embarrassing.
Well, I've never been a part of a tie. Never even knew that that was in the rule book. But again, you know, it's part of the rules and we have to go with it. So, you know, I was looking forward to the next opportunity getting out there and trying to drive to win the game. But unfortunately, with the rules, you know, we settled with a tie.
I never.
But when the play was
that.
Called, you know, I kind of figured that I guess there's ties in the NFL. So, you know, I didn't know that.
He made bald head black guys look dumb. seriously,
just as McNabb says, I'm embarrassed.
Yeah, I love Jerry Reese to death. I love
right.
him.
No, I got it.
I at one time, people don't know this. I interned for the New York Football Giants. Dream come true. You know, life Giants fan. Jerry Reese is the reason why I was able to do that. I actually sold his son while I was in college. Sold his son when he was with player personnel, his sneakers for football. So, you know, and then, you know, the story goes from there. But anyway, Jerry Reese, step it up. Step it up, please. Look at the National College Football Championship game tonight and you know, pick out who you want. Because we're number 10 in the draft.
Jerry Reese reminds me of, by the way.
Oh, boy.
Aragoya. I know it. I totally know it.
Is that the spelling bee kid?
Yes.
listen, I don't know what else to say. I don't know what else to say.
He's a neat guy.
He's pretty neat.
Yes, I agree.
You know,
but back to real things that matter. Let's talk.
Let's look around. Let's look at this. What do you call it?
I don't know where you're going with this.
The
what?
Divisional.
What are we looking at? Oh, we're looking at
weekend
the divisional.
Games.
Okay. So right now, my problem is this.
Okay.
Whether the Panthers go 7-8-1 or 15-1, it's not going to make a lick of difference. One and done.
Wow. Are you? That's pretty damning.
Yeah.
You have no respect for the Panthers.
None.
You think they've lost all
Screw
their...
the Panthers.
Yeah?
Yes.
Well, who
Panthers
are they?
Panthers
are done, huh?
They went 7-8-1 last year. Oh, they got that many players to make them that much better to be one
dude,
game
what?
Away from undefeated season? Please.
What are you smoking?
Nothing.
Dude, they went damn near undefeated the entire season. What do you mean?
Oh, God.
Before the Falcons beat them and the Giants almost beat them before that, they
and the Eagles almost beat them, too. You
oh,
forgot that.
Part. Dominated the Eagles.
No, they didn't.
Are you kidding me? What game were you watching?
The same game you were, baby.
Oh, give me a break. Stop it.
Anyway, go ahead. What?
Listen.
What?
They hadn't lost a game since last year.
Okay.
So you got to give them some respect.
Yes. Andy Reid, coach of the year, not Ron Rivera. Sorry.
I agree with that.
Okay. Good.
No, I take it. Yeah, I agree with that. Starting off so bad, decimated by injuries.
And guess what? Sorry. Cam Newton, not MVP.
You're
Tom
wrong.
Brady.
You're wrong. Period.
No, I'm not.
You're wrong. Cam Newton should win the MVP.
No.
And
absolutely
this is why.
Not.
He was the only undefeated team at that point in time before the Falcons did it.
What are the Patriots? They're the number one seed. Who'd they do? I'm sorry, number two seed. They still got a first round
exactly.
bye. Guess what? Tom Brady did that with the bat on his back. Tom Brady did that all by himself. He had schmucks out there like Brandon LaFell. Don't
did,
give me
what,
Cam.
What did Cam do?
What do you mean?
He put it on his back as well. What are you talking about?
No, he didn't.
Are you kidding me?
Now maybe he did, but you can make a case for both of them, though.
Right, you can.
All right.
You can.
And I'm making a case for Tom Brady.
I'm making a case for Cam.
All right. Whatever.
Oh, Cam.
No.
I mean, come on.
No.
15-0 going into week what, 16?
So, look, I get what you're saying. I get it, all right? But I we also talked about this on 97.5 The Fanatic, by the way.
We did.
Cam Newton is the epitome of what you want in a quarterback. He's a leader. He's blah, blah, blah. But you know what? Because of that, I feel like some people, especially the people that are voting on who's the MVP, some people, because Tom Brady acts like a dick, which, whatever.
It is what it is.
I don't care. I still think Tom Brady is a better football player, and being a quarterback, not an athlete, I think Cam Newton's a better athlete, but being a quarterback, I think Tom Brady is, yes, a better quarterback, and in essence, helping his team, putting it literally on his shoulders, and being the MVP this year, especially because I see Tom Brady, and I'm sorry to say this, even though I'm still going to pick the Chiefs, I think Tom Brady is going to the Super Bowl again. And guess what? Cam Newton's not even sniffing a playoff win again.
I don't know, man. Listen, who had the better record?
Oh, God.
The Panthers?
Yeah, if it wasn't for the Eagles, they would have had the better record.
If it wasn't for the Eagles? What the hell are you talking about?
Well?
Oh, you mean the Eagles beating the Patriots?
Yeah.
No.
Can't disagree with it, though.
Listen, Miami beat them.
Can't disagree with it.
The Jets lost to them. Listen, Cam Newton is the MVP of this league.
Are you serious?
It would be ridiculous. You play to win the game. You play to win the game, Herman Edwards.
What?
Yes. Right? They had the better record. They played the game and won the most of their games.
It's an outrage.
So listen, Cam Newton will be the MVP.
Ugh.
I'll bet you $300 million.
Oh, no! You think Cam Newton's the MVP?
Yes. Period. Cam Newton is the MVP.
I don't know about that. I really don't. I don't see Cam Newton win the MVP, by the way.
You like that? You like that?
That's never going to get old, by the way.
It will. It has gotten old. He's sitting on his couch, relaxing. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
By the way, Hugh Jackson set to interview with the New York Giants, the Browns, and potentially the 49ers.
Have him. He stinks.
How does he stink? He's had a top 10 offense.
The Bengals have looked great
at least
the last 4 weeks.
4 or 5 years, he's had the top offense.
How's the Bengals look the last 5 weeks?
Without Dalton. Without
their
starting quarterback.
Bandit. Yeah, please.
I mean, come on now.
Now, come on now.
Yeah, give me a break,
come on,
man.
You got to give me a break, man.
Let's go to the divisional round. I've had it with you tonight.
Give me a break, man.
Divisional round. We got the Chiefs.
You can feel it, though, right?
No, I'm over it. So, before we go to the divisional picks here,
okay?
What do you think about RG3's? I think he may be. Wait, hold on, though.
He's so immature. I can't.
He is immature, but he may be the most intriguing free agent coming out this year.
No,
he
okay.
might be.
No, okay.
Where does he go? And where's his mindset? Is he a starter? Does he go to some schlep team like the Browns because Johnny Manziel, you know, can't get his stuff together, right? That's another story for itself.
Where does
RG3 go? Because he will be the talk of the town in about 3 to 4 weeks. He will be.
Okay.
Where does he go? Is he going to the Browns? Does he back up someone in Jacksonville? The 49ers?
Here's where he goes. You ready?
You're an idiot.
He's right down the toilet. Don't give me RG3.
Listen,
he stinks.
Listen, he will be. He left a letter. He left a love
Good
note.
Good for him. A love note.
Cleared out his locker. Left
Why don't
a
you
love
read
note.
The love note? I got to rip somebody, by the way. While you read the love note,
yeah, I'll read the love
I got to go give the Allentown Parking Authority some more of my money because my time's up. So this is literally, I've never said this on the show before, but I got to give the Allentown Parking Authority, I got to give them one of these. And I am leaving the booth to go give more of my money as if they don't have enough to the Allentown Parking Authority. who sucks, by the way.
Hey, listen.
So I'll be right back. You can read the letter. I have to go.
It is all good. I'll hold the fort down.
Thank you, man.
I'll hold the fort down. Make it quick. Take your time, but hurry up. Listen, RG3 arguably will be the highest free agent in the league. In the league, totally. Okay? It's really, really intriguing as to where he's going to go, what he's going to do, who he's going to play for. The Browns, the 49ers, you know, Jacksonville Jaguars as a backup. You know, where is he going to go? And Redskins fans can't wait to get him out of D.C. He's been nothing but immature the entire time he's been there. The entire time. But he's made a little bit of news today because he left a love note. Left a love note literally as he cleared out his locker. So, here we have it. Wild card weekend passed us. It was really, really intriguing. We had one blowout, okay? One blowout, Chiefs versus the Texans, 30-0. Steelers at the Bengals. Now, that was quick. Steelers at the Bengals. And I think he got his car towed, ladies and gentlemen, if you're listening. I think his car was towed.
Unfortunately.
Steelers, who should have lost the game, won the game 18-16. Seahawks at the Vikings in a nail-biter. You kind of feel for Walsh, 10-9. Packers at the Skins.
Did you say you feel for Walsh?
I do.
Did you just say you feel for Walsh?
I do. Packers at the Skins. Skins came out hot. Packers dominated. Aaron Rodgers showed him.
You like that? You like that?
Aaron Rodgers showed him why he's a Super Bowl winning MVP quarterback. On to the divisional round, though.
You know where the Redskins are going, though?
Oh, boy. That's where they're going.
The Redskins are going right where they belong, and that is in the toilet.
So, listen, Chiefs at the Patriots.
What about it?
Let's break it down. Chiefs, hottest team in the league, 11 in a row.
Yep.
After starting, I think, 2-5.
Yeah.
Decimated injury-wise. Decimated. Lost tons of people in the secondary. Linebackers. The defensive line was decimated. The only thing, and even lost their number one rushing attack.
Right.
In Jamal Charles.
Right.
Who would have thunk it? 11 in a row. Andy Reid did something to that team that have now made them the hottest team in the NFL.
Really?
Now they're going into a tough place to play.
You know what? I got to do this.
They're going to Boston.
And for sports talk fans, I know you're probably going to kill me for this, all right? But I'm going to do it. January 11th, 2016, Mike Yelich is telling you the Chiefs,
wow,
the Chiefs are going to the Super Bowl.
They go to the what bowl?
The Super Bowl.
They're going to the Super Bowl. The Chiefs are going to the Super Bowl. The Chiefs are going to go into.
And you can rip me if you want. I'm sure on Twitter here. Yeah, rip me all you want. Chiefs will be in the Super Bowl.
The Chiefs are going to beat the Patriots.
Yes.
Wait,
please. Patriots with Brandon LaFell? He stinks.
Listen, right now it's the Chiefs line. It's minus five right now if you're betting man, betting gal. The over-under.
You like that? You like that?
The over under 42.5
right
now if you want to place a bet. The Chiefs are the team to do it.
You know what? Screw it. I don't care. I said before I'm going with the Patriots. I'm going with the Chiefs.
The
Chiefs win this
team?
Game 35-28, just like the Eagles beat them.
Wow.
Yeah, that's a big statement, too.
Listen, right now Edelman all but declares that he's playing.
Right. That's fine.
Okay.
What's Edelman going to do?
Edelman is a weapon.
Against
now, with
Chiefs,
that high ankle, with that high, the Chiefs'
defense.
Top three.
Yes.
It's going to be tough. You know what I mean? Top three.
Okay.
Now, have they fixed their offensive line issues? Have the Patriots fixed their offensive line issues?
No. No, they haven't. Because and we were talking about this last week on 97.5 The Fanatic, okay? The Chiefs offensive line right now, Fisher, I mean, you have so many studs on that offensive line going against a depleted at best. I mean, they're like patchwork.
It is.
The Patriots offensive line is nothing.
Yeah.
So automatically right there to protect the quarterback, and Alex Smith right now playing lights out.
He's smart.
He really is.
He plays smart.
He's like the old Brett Favre, not when he was a gunslinger, but when he was a game manager. And that's what I think he is right now, Alex Smith. And that's why, listen to this, I think Alex Smith puts up better numbers than Tom Brady.
Because
and I love Tom Brady.
Because of that Chiefs defense.
Yes.
You're saying that. Okay,
and
listen.
Because of the lack of the Patriots defense.
Listen, when Joe Montana specifically reaches out to you.
Yes.
Like he reached out to Alex Smith, which is unbelievable.
Which, that's fine, whatever.
Congratulations. He has some good juju going his way.
Absolutely.
On top of that, their defense is playing lights out. You listen, the Jets showed you how to rattle Tom Brady. The Giants showed you how to rattle Tom Brady. I don't know how the hell they did it. The Eagles showed you how to rattle Tom Brady. Okay? And then the Dolphins
listen,
did.
I got
you. When you rattle Tom Brady,
right?
He is not Super Brady anymore. Okay?
I agree.
He makes those mistakes. The ball goes right down to the turf. He is not the world beater. He isn't.
Well,
so can they do enough to get pressure on Tom Brady this weekend?
Yes.
They can. They sure can.
Yes.
Top three defense. They got people coming back.
And don't give me Brandon LaFell. Please. You know, I got ripped 2 weeks ago because I said something about Brandon LaFell. He stinks.
Yeah, he does.
Am I supposed to respect the guy?
The guy can't catch a cold.
Speaking of respect, you said last week how I'm supposed to respect. Hold on, and let me say the full thing.
Okay.
I'm supposed to respect Peyton Manning. I respect Peyton Manning. However, I don't respect the fact that he's putting himself in this game. I think right now a better choice, and yes, he had an off game last week, but I think Brock Osweiler is a better choice at quarterback. Shake your head all you want. A better choice at quarterback at this point in time because Peyton Manning is shot. He has nothing left. And I don't care. All these Eagles fans, they're idiots. And I'm an Eagles fan, but they're idiots if they say, oh, well, maybe we can take a shot at Peyton Manning. Why would you want Peyton Manning? Think about what you just said. He stinks. He's going to the Hall of Fame. I get that. But come on.
Dude, you talk about Peyton Manning like Peyton Manning is some schlep that just started. Are you kidding me? It's Peyton Manning.
What does that mean? What am I supposed to do?
Say it slowly. Peyton Manning. Peyton Manning.
So
are you
what?
Kidding me? You talk about him like he's a nobody. Arguably one of the best quarterbacks ever to play this game.
But what am I supposed
to do? I would say behind Joe Montana.
Whoa.
Yes.
No.
You can't count the Super
First
Bowl.
First of all, right now, my top one is Tom Brady. So don't give me Joe Montana
either. Wait. Time out. You put Tom Brady before Joe Montana? You're nuts. Tom Brady before Joe Montana. Joe Montana is undefeated in Super Bowl number one.
And he's still playing, by the way, Tom Brady.
I was going to say. Yeah, he's still playing. Yes, of course, I get it. He's still playing. But you can't put Tom Brady before
Joe
Montana.
I just did. Tom Brady, Joe Montana. Are you ready for this?
What?
Steve Young.
Dude, you are,
I know. You hate Steve Young. I don't know why. I don't get it.
Listen, I respect Steve Young. I don't like Steve Young as a commentator. I think he sucks.
So what? What does that mean?
Seriously.
What does that get you? A bag of donuts? What does that get you?
Like, listen.
You're like Joe Bag of Donuts over here. Oh, I don't like
Steve Young.
Who
cares? I'll take it. Anyway, you put Steve. Dude, you should be. That's blasphemy. You ever watch the 300 where there's a big hole and then the leader of the military, he actually kicks him down this dark, embedded, dungeon-looking, evil, devil-looking hole.
I didn't follow all that.
That's where you need to go.
No.
You need to be kicked down that hole in the movie, just like in the movie 300.
Listen.
For saying blasphemy.
Listen.
It's insane.
The only thing. Look, that's fine. All right? I got it.
Tom Brady, Joe Montana, Steve Young.
That's what I said.
And then who?
What do you mean in that?
Peyton Manning? Dude, what? Peyton Manning is a in his prime was a technician. Even in 2013, you forget what he did in that year. He broke Tom Brady's record.
Well,
touchdowns, yardage, he did. I mean, come on.
But here's what I'm saying. Yes,
what are you
I got
talking
it.
About?
Look, I got it, all right? I understand what you're saying. But it doesn't mean I can't say anything about
Dude,
him
you
now.
You have no respect
it's
for him.
It's 2016.
You have no respect for him, and it's ridiculous.
What? Yeah, please.
Arguably one of the greatest quarterbacks ever
so
to play.
So if Brett Favre came trotting back out, you would say, oh, well, you can't diss him because he's Brett Favre. No, see, I don't buy that. I don't buy into that hype, and I don't believe.
Brett Favre is top six.
So
to me,
that's way too high.
To me, it is. Joe Montana. Eli Manning. Joe Montana. Joe Montana. Hey, hear me out.
Yeah.
I'm a Giants guy, so yeah, I think Eli first. Yeah.
No.
I'm not. Joe Montana. Peyton Manning. Tom Brady. Bradshaw. And even then, I'll put Bradshaw before Brady. Because Bradshaw is undefeated in all Super Bowls.
You done?
Yeah.
Okay.
Take that.
No.
You like that? You like that? Anyway. Anyway, we got 15
minutes. You like that?
Let's go back to this divisional round here. Close this out.
Can't hear myself anymore. I don't know what happened here.
I don't know. And listen, Steelers coming in 10-6. Steelers should not have won that game, but listen, they won 10-6. Going into the Broncos, 12-4. Broncos top five defense.
Yes.
Peyton Manning at the helm now, coming back.
You want to know who I like? If Ben plays, so this is how I'm looking at it. And maybe you can say the same thing. If Ben Roethlisberger is the quarterback, I like the Steelers to beat and upset the Broncos. One and done. If Ben Roethlisberger doesn't play, then obviously, yes, I like the Broncos.
Right now, he's playing. Roethlisberger has 10 million lives, okay? If you look at an injured dummy and you take note of all his injuries,
right?
It's a book.
Okay.
Okay?
Then I like
it. And the guy's amazing.
All right.
The guy's amazing.
Then I'm going with the
Steelers. You're going with the Steelers to win this game.
Yep. If Ben plays. If not, Broncos.
Ben's
playing,
not missing
right?
this game.
All right. So then,
I'm
going with Steelers.
He can't throw deep, so they're going to have to run the ball.
All right. Steelers. Give me the Steelers.
Steelers-Chiefs
will be in the AFC championship
right
game.
Right now, Denver, 6.5, over under 49.
I don't care.
Right now.
Great.
Good. Okay. I'm picking the Broncos, man.
Okay. Good.
You know, listen, I'll root for the Steelers. Listen, that's basically your second team.
Why, wait. Why is that basically my second team? My second team is Andy Reid and the Chiefs.
Oh, you're picking the Chiefs to go all the way. You said that.
Yes. I didn't say win, but I said go to the Super Bowl.
I got
to
stay in the NFC, and I I'm probably going Seahawks to win
it
all.
Wow.
But they have some issues.
Yes, they do.
But
yes,
we'll get to
do.
That. Broncos 12-4. And you're really saying Steelers are going to win this game. What's your score?
I'm going Steelers 28, Broncos 26.
Okay. Like that! You like that!
I'm going Broncos because of that defense and first ballot Hall of Famer playing.
Oh, God.
First ballot Hall of Famer in Peyton Manning playing. You got to respect the man.
Oh, God. Here we
okay?
go.
Okay?
Yeah.
I'm going with the Broncos 24-20 in a close one.
All right. We shall see what we shall see next AFC game.
Next AFC game.
Well, I can tell you, it's the Chiefs at the Patriots.
And
I'll reiterate what I said. I love the Chiefs.
And you're going against your man crush.
Yeah.
Tom Brady.
Yes.
I can't believe this. I cannot believe you're going against Tom Brady.
Only one time.
Okay.
He doesn't have a team around him. He has Schleps. So until he gets a team around him again, which he will next year.
Okay.
He unfortunately, just like Cam Newton, and I don't think Cam Newton's going to do it either.
Wow.
Both of them cannot hold the whole team on their back, which is why I think Tom Brady's back breaks, not literally. But I think the Chiefs are too much. Chiefs win this 31-21.
31-21. I dig it.
You know what? You know what? It's going to be closer now that I think about it. 31-28.
Yeah,
I'll give Tom Brady another touchdown.
Okay.
No, you know what? I said this before. 35-28. Yeah. 35-28 Chiefs.
28 Chiefs.
There you go.
Okay. I'm glad you decided that finally.
You like that? You like that?
Jesus, can you, like, can you burn that audio? Please burn it. With that being said, I am not going against Tom Brady in Boston.
You're a smart man.
I'm not. Listen, the Chiefs are the hottest team in the league. They've ran off with 11 in a row.
Yeah.
It's Andy Reid, great defense, smart quarterback, great offensive line, good receiver. Jeremy Maclin out, though. So, I'm going with the Patriots to win in a close one. In a close one, 28-24.
Wow.
Patriots in a close one.
Wow.
The Chiefs win. I could see that as well. That defense is lights out. Moving along to NFC.
Yeah.
Okay, first game. We're going to go Saturday night, Green Bay Packers at the Cardinals. Are we going to see the Aaron Rodgers of the second half that went lights out, just airing it out? Or are we going to see the Aaron Rodgers of that first quarter of yesterday's
game? No, we're going to see Aaron Rodgers of the second half. He's going to air it out, and he'll probably light it up. But that won't be enough to beat, here it is, the Super Bowl winning Arizona Cardinals.
That's your pick.
That is my pick. So, no, the Packers, it will not be enough to beat them, but the Packers will be looking much better than they did 2 weeks ago against the Cardinals.
Right.
And so I'm going with the Cardinals 38-28.
38-28. Cardinals.
Yes.
Let's go here. We got Packers coming in 10-6.
Cardinals absolutely win this game.
I mean, Arizona right now, it's an Arizona -7.
Yeah.
So that's a Packer line, really. 49.5 over under. I'm picking the Cardinals to win this game as well. I think the Cardinals are just too dominant. Defensively, they're dominant. They do some stunts that will get to Aaron Rodgers, but it is Aaron Rodgers, who's that magician, you know?
He doesn't have anybody this year, though, really.
He doesn't, but he makes things happen, kind of Tom Brady-esque. But
Jordan Starks looked pretty good yesterday, by the way.
Yeah, he did. He beast mode there. Cardinals win this game, and I honestly don't think it's real close. They win by, like, 10.
That's what I picked, yeah.
Like 33-22, something dumb like that.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
38-28.
Okay.
That's what I have.
I could see that. I could see that.
Oh, this next game.
And this next game here, it's tough. I think this game could go both ways. Just like, I think all these matchups are pretty close.
Yeah.
I think they're all going to be pretty competitive. No one's going to get blown out. I'll be surprised if anyone gets blown out.
I'll be surprised on this one.
I'll be very surprised.
Just remember I said that.
Oh, boy.
I'm going to be surprised on this one.
Seahawks coming in 10-6 with some issues offensively.
It's fine.
They're doing some things here. Marshawn Lynch benched himself yesterday. I don't know why. I know he's coming off some. He's coming off abdominal surgery, which is huge.
Yeah,
it's tough. You know, Panthers 15-1, unbelievable
Very
season.
Weak 15.
I believe the next MVP, Cam Newton.
Ugh.
You know, the douche Norman defensively that went up against my Odell Beckham will be playing. This is the line right now. The line right now, Carolina -3, over under 44. That's a Seahawk line, man. So if I'm clear, you're picking the 15-1, the team that has dominated almost everybody this entire year, storybook season almost, to be one and done.
Yes. Yes, I am.
Wow.
Yes.
Wow.
Because I don't think It's a good matchup. I don't like the matchup.
It's a great matchup.
No, I don't like the matchup for the Panthers. I don't. It's a bad matchup for them. I think the Seahawks outright dominate the Panthers.
You're nuts.
31-20.
What?
31-20.
Do you forget?
Oh, please.
Do you forget the Panther defense? Apparently you have amnesia. This Panther defense.
No, I didn't, because Sean McDermott's so worried about a head coaching position now. His eyes off the ball. His defense is smelling themselves. And they're going to go up against a quarterback, which they never went up against this year, in Russell Wilson. First name Russell, last name Wilson. So don't give me.
Oh, listen. Their defense on the Russell Wilson is a magician. He makes things. You saw that play yesterday.
Yeah.
Fumbles the ball.
Yeah. How about that,
the guy's unbelievable with his legs and his arm.
And throws the only touchdown of the game.
What a pickup by Seattle 4 years ago. Unbelievable.
Yeah.
With that being said, I'm rooting for my Seahawks, but I'm picking the Panthers, man.
Oh,
I'm picking the Panthers to win this game.
Keep drinking that Kool-Aid.
Advantage. I think Super Cam is going to come to play. That defense has been dominant all year. I don't think they dropped the ball, no pun intended. I think they keep on moving.
Keep drinking that blue Kool-Aid.
Seriously. I think the Panthers come to play.
Okay.
And Panthers are going to be a tough out. Everything is going to go through Carolina.
Seahawks, Cardinals.
In
the NFC Championship game, in which case I think Seahawks lose in a close one. And the Cardinals and Chiefs.
Well, we're getting ahead of ourselves.
Super Bowl.
There, but
wow.
I'm picking
the CCs.
You CCs, eh? we're up against it here. I forgot.
Yeah.
Panthers winning this game here.
Yeah.
I would say in a close one, 26-20.
Wow.
And right now it's a Seahawk line.
So the Seahawks would cover.
Seahawks would cover.
If it's 6.5.
What do you got?
I don't agree. I think it's going to be, like I said, 31-20 Seahawks.
Okay.
I don't know.
I'm rooting for the Seahawks. I'm rooting for the Seahawks, but I don't see it. And if there's any team that could do it, it's Russell Wilson and the Seahawks.
First name Russell, last name Wilson.
And that's everybody. I mean, nope. Is that everybody?
That's everybody.
We went through all the
yep.
scores, huh? It should be an interesting. We're damn near split. We're damn near split, man.
Yep.
I think we only agreed. I think the only team we agreed on
was the Cardinals-Packers.
Cardinals-Packers.
Yep.
That's the only team we
In
agreed on.
In which case, I have one. I have a question for you.
Okay.
You like that? You like that?
Hell yeah, I like that. Bring some parody.
Wow.
You know what I mean?
Oh.
Listen. Tune in next week, Monday.
Next week, by the way, Monday, 6:30, right here at Chickie's.
To 8.
Chickie's and Petey's.
And we're going to keep things going here, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes, absolutely.
How about this beautiful winter? No snow. This is awesome.
What, are you trying to piss me off now?
Yes.
I'm trying to
piss you off. I'm always trying to piss you off. No snow. This is great.
This is awful, by the way. If we get some snow, I'm going to flip. Actually,
We're supposed to get snow tomorrow.
Right. I was just going to say that.
Yeah, we're supposed to get snow tomorrow.
Yeah, and I hope it stays cold and it stays snowy and we get lots of snow and lots of cold and there's Eagles winning the Super
Bowl. Wait. No. That was you were tripping, literally.
Wait, I know. I went a little bit too far there.
You went a little bit too far.
But if you missed the show, rewind it. Or you could just – here, I'm going to sum it up to you in literally like 10 seconds. Here we go.
You like that? You like that? You like that?
Anyway. Listen.
I'm not sure what that last.
I don't know what that. Anyway,
some lady screaming about her.
See you next week, Monday, ladies and gentlemen.
By the way,
enjoy the national championship game, Clemson versus Alabama.
Oh, we're almost out of time. I gotta go.
And we gotta go. Thank God.
All right, everybody. Take care. We'll see you next week.
Wow.